Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Sports news on RTE Radio 1. Darren Frettel not here in studio this morning. He's somewhere else in Dublin, near a swimming pool by the sound of it, Darren.
Absolutely. Good morning, Gavin. I'm here at the National Aquatic Centre to check in on the Irish swim team as they get ready for the World Championships in about 3 weeks' time. Now, before we meet a couple of them, I want to look at another significant breaking story from last night. Cork GAA has agreed a naming rights deal for Páirc Uí-Chaoimh. Now, the agreement, which was first reported in the Irish Examiner, will go before delegates at a Cork County Board meeting tonight. Our correspondent, Marty Morrissey, joins me on the line now. Marty, what more can you tell us?
Well, I can tell you that it is a 10-year deal over that period of time, which means it'll be worth more than 1 million euro. The exact sum has not been revealed yet, but that's from my sources in Cork. I think the crux of the matter here, Darren, will be the renaming of Páirc Uí-Chaoimh as the new sponsor, Super Value Park, P-A-I-R-C. Now, you put this into context, Cork County Board owe 30 million euro for the redevelopment of Páirc Uí-Chaoimh. They've renegotiated the deal there in terms of the loan over a 25-year period of time. This deal with the new sponsor has been approved by the stadium board. The stadium board has 10 directors, company representatives, independent directors, Cork County Board officers and Croke Park representatives. So it's been approved by the stadium board. It's obviously been approved as well by the Cork Management Committee. And tonight it's going for approval from the clubs of Cork at their meeting. Also, the Cork County Board are doing four deals, three separate deals with three different companies. And that has no connection whatsoever with the naming rights. But there's no doubt about it, there'll be an emotional response to Páirc Uí-Chaoimh being renamed Super Value Park. And it's going for approval, as you said in your introduction, for the clubs of Cork tonight at a Cork County Board meeting in Páirc Uí-Chaoimh at 8 o'clock.
Marty, I think it's going to be an interesting day ahead. Thanks for that and a lot more during the day here on Radio 1 and the RTE Sport website. Well, it's a great honour to be here with the Irish swim team, who are actually working out in the pool beside me as we speak. Two of them have hopped out of the pool to join me right now. We have to say a big good morning to Victoria Catterson and to Shane Ryan. Victoria, thanks for having me down here. Big, big year ahead, and I guess it all kicks off with the World Championships. How are you feeling about those championships in Doha?
Actually pretty good. I've put in a lot of work since the start of the season, so it's definitely been a big year already. Our team had a good start at the European short course there, so we're just looking to improve on that. We're back in the pool now, putting the head down for the last few weeks, hopefully to be ready for Doha.
And how many races will you have in those championships in Doha?
So I'm swimming the women's freestyle relay and then individually the 200 freestyle and 100 freestyle.
And obviously an Olympic year, it puts a bit of extra significance on it for you guys, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like, you don't get many opportunities like this in your swim career. And who knows when it could be your last Worlds or Olympic trials. So we're just trying to put all the work in, put the head down now, and hopefully it'll all pay off in a few weeks.
Victoria, it's been such a long time since we had a female relay team at an Olympic Games. Came very close last time in Tokyo, and I know you've won kind of foot in the games really at this stage, don't you? But you want to kind of secure that in Doha.
Yeah, definitely. It was really good in Fukuoka, the last world, to secure two Olympic relay spots in the medley relay and freestyle relay. But now we want to go into Fukuoka and really push the freestyle one especially on to just secure those places, because as you said, the last couple of games it's maybe been more about the male relays, but now the females are really pushing on. We want to get as many females in that plane as possible.
Shane Ryan is also with me. Shane, you know all about the Olympics, two of them, Rio, Tokyo. You're going for a third.
Yeah, somehow I'm still kicking around. It's always a privilege and a great honor to be, you know, representing Ireland and, you know, two Olympics, and now trying to be the first Irish swimmer to do three. So yeah, it's a big challenge ahead, but we're really looking forward to it.
How's that body doing?
Good. I'm definitely feeling a little more aches and pains as I'm getting a little older now. But no, I'm still absolutely loving the sport, and we just have to be a bit better on recovery, a bit better on the food and nutrition. If you do all that, everything else will take care of itself.
Talk to me about the atmosphere in this camp. You've been around a long time, Shane, in this team. Maybe one of the veterans. I'm not trying to age or anything like that, but you've probably seen a lot in your career with this Irish swim team. You know, I guess the performances, you know, from Daniel, from Mona as well, you know, competing at the very highest level. What's the atmosphere like at the moment?
It's such a great buzz now, you know, where, you know, when I first moved over, those guys were very, very young. And, you know, just seeing the program, you know, with Swim Ireland and move up, and also seeing more, you know, funding going into the athletes and everything like that. And you're starting to see more swimmers enjoy it a bit more as well, which is great. But no, anytime we go to a big meet, we know we'll be at least a semifinal and then a final as well with Daniel and Mona and then a couple other swimmers as well. So it's a great atmosphere being around because we're not just showing up. We're actually like showing up and we have a good name for ourselves now. Like we're making finals, we're medal contentions. And it's absolutely fantastic. So it's only going to get better from here on out, which is great.
And have you any words of advice for Victoria here, looking to get to her first games? You've been at two.
Yeah, just enjoy the process, but keep your head down and work hard, which she does. We train together, so she just needs to keep doing what she's doing, and she'll make it.
Victoria, finally, what would it mean for you to get to those games in Paris?
Like it's almost like indescribable. Like. Just, it's something that you maybe don't even think is possible for part of your swim career, and then you actually just realize it, and then realize your belief in yourself, and just take that forward and get the head down. It would just, for the whole team, for the squad here, for like all the teams, coaches that I've been through, like it would mean a lot.
Victoria, Shane, thanks for joining me here this morning. Good luck in Doha and good luck with the rest of the year as well. Before I go, one other bit of significant news. The Irish women's hockey team back in action this evening at the Olympic Stadium in Valencia. So they'll meet South Korea. They need at least a point to progress to the semi-final stages. And then a top three place is required to get to the Paris Games. We're wishing them all the best. That's it from me.
Darren, thank you. Some breaking sports news actually while we were just talking. You see, Jose Mourinho has just been sacked by Italian club Roma.